this missing from this place, but not from your presence. God understands what I mean. But dismiss us from this place. Let us come again in your holy name. Bless this cake. Whoever's going to have some of it. I'm a diabetic. I can't eat no cake. I'd like to catch a piece of it.
I'm sorry. You hear that? Go on. Go on YouTube under funniest closing prayer ever, and you see this beautiful woman. Her name is Aunt Doris, with Pastor Mary next to her in the gold suit. We're gonna switch now to Small Fire. Stay with me.
Be regular so I can get my food, my spiritual food right. So I had to get myself had to get myself a reason to be there right. So I got me a job at the church playing drums. I played the drums at church. And see, then they have a service called testimony service where you can sing any song you want to sing, and, you know, and testify about what God did for you, you know, for that week or whatever. And the old ladies in church, they would make up their own song and get mad at me because I can't keep up. I'm like, hey, lady, you the one over there freestyling. Now, you the only one in here know the word. The whole long Jesus, I'll be there in a minute. I don't know. And my grandmama, she just remixed Jesus on the main line. I know y'all heard before, right? So Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Mm-hmm. Call him up. Tell him what you want. She told me, oh, you can star 69 him. Hey, what, grandma? She said, Jesus might call you. You might not be there. But you can call him back to see what he wants.
Okay. That's a form of prayer. All right, let's listen to Shonda Pierce. Shonda Pierce. This is from the Laugh, Cry, Love Huckabee Tour.
This is true because I'd love to go. One, I was a preacher's kid growing up, which would explain these leather pants. I grew up in a very, very conservative church, a holiness theology, which means hair up, skirt down, basically, was the whole church motto. My mama had that Tower of Babel stuck up on her head. She could touch heaven, you know, and that skirt had to be down to the ground. I mean, you had to cover your ankles. It will cause a man to stumble. And I used to not know what that meant until I got 50 and started taking on water weight, and my ankles swell now, and it is more flesh than any man really needs to see.
Wow.
This is the funniest thing, because coming up through the church, you know, of course, we didn't have email and social media and all that stuff, and I'm very, very active on my Facebook page. I get myself in trouble all the time because I just give my opinion, but it's my page, and I'll post if I want to. And the greatest thing, you know, the Lord has been so faithful to help us to connect. And then he's been very faithful to give us a delete button. And, and I use it because about four cousins, I don't like them all that much. And we're not on the same page, you know, theologically, spiritually, politically. So they're going to hell in a handbasket, basically. I'm just kidding. You could go to heaven and be a Democrat if you want to risk it. I'm just...
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Where's your sense of humor? Listen, we didn't have a big choice in presidential candidates, if you want to know. Sometimes you go in the booth, you say, help me, Jesus, and push a button. And I want to tell you, when I started being very vocal about my political opinion, it doesn't sit well with a lot of people. But you've got to look on the bright side, because the bright side is, ever since I've been talking about Donald Trump and how much I like him, I haven't had to buy toilet paper, not one time, because I go out in the yard, I get it off the tree. I did leave a sign for my very tolerant Democratic friends to start using paper towels because I have enough toilet paper now.
All right. Let's switch to Tim Hawkins.
I think the way we pray is, prayer is a powerful thing, but I think it's when you grow up in church, it's just you hear prayers all the time in different styles and stuff, and little quirks that people have when they pray. I don't know, little phrases that I don't understand to this day. But we use the phrases, but we, that's just what we heard growing up. We think that's just the right thing to say when we pray. You know, like hedge of protection. You ever hear that? Hear that a lot. Hedge of protection.
Damn, we are praying a hedge of protection around you, buddy. That's right, a hedge. around you and your whole family. A hedge, huh? I don't mean to complain. Is that the best you can do? How about a thick cement wall? With some razor wire on top of that bad boy. Hedge protect, good set of clippers get right through that thing. I'm sure the devil's got a set of those. I mean, you think a hedge is going to scare the devil away? You know, what is this greenery? I can't get through that. Move that bush. My greatest weakness is landscaping. How did they know? Some people, like when they pray, they get nervous and they say just too much. You know, you pray in small groups, and it's like, Lord, I just come to just in spirit. Just in justliness and justification. And just, we say just, and we just. And you're like, just finish the prayer. You're just not ready for this. Start stacking chairs. Come back next week and cry again. My dad does this when he prays. He uses Father way too much when he prays. Father, we come to you, Father, in the spirit of Father. Father, you are Father. We come to you, Father, Father. Just, Father, Father. Just, Father, Father. You don't talk to your friends like that. Ed, come over, Ed. You are Ed. Ooh, Ed. He wouldn't be your friend anymore if you did that. Like you keep saying, Ed. My name's Joe. Best, though, is the way people, where they pray over food. That's the funniest. The way we pray over food, we don't know why we say it. You ever heard this one? Lord, bless this food and the hands that prepared it. The hands that prepared it. Why not the whole body? No. Just the hands. Boy. I love this one over food. Sometimes we pray over food and ask God to make up for our bad choices when we eat. That's
silly,
funny. What is, Lord, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies. Lord, bless this bag of Cheetos. And this jumbo Dr. Pepper, Lord. Somehow make this nourish us in some way. I don't know how you're going to do it, Father, but we just trust in you now.
That is true.
Father, change the molecular structure of this food.
Hey.
This complete trash we're about to shove in our gullet. Change the Cheeto into a carrot stick on the way down. Spirit of low carb, rain down on me now.
Okay. That's it. Okay, that's Tim Hawkins. We started with E Boogie, we heard Shonda Pierce, and we heard a little bit from Small Fire, also known as Small Fry. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. We have two more points, E and the R, expectation and reflection. That is what completes prayer. We're going to detail that just a little bit more when we come back. But right now, that's what we're going to listen to, a song called The Same Thing by Brother Marcus Cole. Right now, because Jesus is always with us in our past. If you look in your past, you can see Jesus there and how he got you through. If you look towards the future, you can't see the future, but Jesus is standing there. But if you look where you're going through right now, know that Jesus is here.
Sometimes I just want to throw down this pen. Sometimes I just want to throw up my hands. Sometimes I just want to keep on driving just to find out where this road is. Sometimes I just want to grab that mic and ask everybody to come and stand. happen, but they might not ever come back again. Sometimes I just wanna be a chameleon, cause sometimes it's easier to blend in. But all that I had is my identity that sets me apart from other men. I gotta be strong.
pray for me.
Continue to pray for me.
Cause I might be going through
that. I might go in peace.
And I might not know what to do.
Continue to keep me listening
for the effectual fervent prayer.
That I might go
in my faith.
Keep my faith on your mind.
The next time you go.
When you go to God next
time.
I need you.
I need you. Cover me.
Monica, we are getting some of the final requests before we start closing down at 12:30. We'll still be here until 1. I just have to get to calls that I need to pray with off air, as well as the ones that I am typing to some of our friends and neighbors across the waters. We are continuing to pray for Van Leen, whose father is David, and who is in Asia, and they have been struggling since he was born, from neurological issues to lung issues, and now I think he's 9 months old, and so I'll be praying with them over Messenger. And so we're also praying for Brother Leslie Monroe, who's right there in the West Indies in Jamaica, who goes through darkness and sadness, and so we're praying for him as well. You know, it's difficult when you are, even when you aren't Christian, it's difficult to go through loneliness and depression and things like that. And it's just as difficult when you are a Christian, especially when you talk with other Christians and sometimes it's not understood. I think a lot of us do now know that therapy can work. God can work through therapy. God can work through medications. Hallelujah. God can work through counselors. I'm a counselor, and I go and see a counselor for a tune-up myself, and I saw counselors and therapists, a counselor and a therapist consistently when I was finishing up my first Master's of Divinity, just because the stuff I was going through family-wise, illness-wise, that darkness, unknown, sick and not knowing what's going on, it was just a lot. And helping other people because of God to do what they did, but not knowing how to even take care of myself and what was going on. So I thank God for my counselor, Joanne Miller, is right there at Grace Counseling in New Jersey. And I also thank God for my doctor, Dr. Bihar, who's right there in Summit, New Jersey. They helped me through. God used them to literally save my life. And so don't want us to ever, remember, we don't judge at all because we're not qualified or called to do so. But we know that the prayers of the righteous do avail of much. as Brother Marvin reminded us, and also that people of faith, even faith as small as a mustard seed, which is like a speck of dust, even we go through things also, and even just that little faith gets tested. But God, because we do have it, because God is so faithful, we can and do come through those things. So anyone is considering tapping out of this thing called life early, please don't do it. Take it from one who considered that also. And I have no shame about it. Remember, we talked last night, God doesn't want us to be ashamed or shameful, shame-filled or guilt-ridden. God wants us to be delivered. God wants us to repent and to grow and to go farther out and further down in his word, but not in this world. And so let's continue to be a blessing to each other. Because, you know, Satan can be a cool, collective, and calculating creator of chaos, but and he can be a conversational chameleon, able to manipulate minds and re-script scriptures, tease, tantalize, and tempt the strongest testifier. But with all that said, Satan, small s, could not and would not be such a continuous star and attraction in our lives if we would just close the curtains on his pitiful, pathetic, and punkish existence. You know how I feel about him. And so I want to make that plain, that we have to know that sometimes it's not Satan, sometimes it's not family, sometimes it's just spiritual warfare, but sometimes it's not. It's just us needing to increase our own prayer life, needing to spend some one-on-one time with God, or some two-on-one time with our spouses, you know, in counseling husbands and wives, spouses who are going through trouble situations, premarital as well, when weddings are about to be called off and premarital counseling is getting really tense, that they didn't realize a lot of things about each other. It is very revealing that a lot of people don't approach God in relationships together. And God wants us to do that, especially a covenantal relationship, a covenant, that we have to approach God together with that. You know, it's good that a husband prays for his wife. It's good a wife prays for a husband. It's good that spouse prays for the other spouse. But what works even better is when we approach God together. And then it causes to have intimacy that may be lagging because, you know, you start doing the just kind of living together but not loving together in relationships too. That goes with being siblings, that goes with parents and children. You know, it takes some effort in this world, more effort in this world we're in, where we have to spend time praying with our children, and we move beyond just the routine prayers. That's why we're covering this word tonight, and that God said don't do that, but we do that. And we try to do it sometimes, I know, with good intentions, to learn more about God. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul the Lord to keep. And so we do those things, but they do turn into rhetoric and routine. Sometimes we don't hear what we're saying, and that's what Jesus was telling us, why he didn't want us to do things that way. So we have to, even with my niece and nephew, I would go and make sure I prayed while they were asleep. Also, I can imagine how many prayers that mom had, you know, covering them, but I just prayed for them, especially if they had a cold or ear infection, because, you know, things can get so worse now, and thank God they're in young adulthood now. Even in Jacksonville, Florida right now, you know, we're still praying. I want you to know, too, that last month, the first week of this month, we have lost 53 children to colds and flus. I know, that just makes no sense, right? But it happens. And it just turns, a cold turns into a flu turns into walking pneumonia, pneumonia turns into full-blown pneumonia, and next thing you know, it's like all the way back 2,000 years ago with polio and things, or leprosy and not having cures for things. But now with so many diseases and sarcoidosis and name something, there's so much out there that we shouldn't be burying 53 kids who are under age 12 because of cold and flu. So we have to continue to pray. There are things that we face in our lives that only God can be a balm. Only God can cure. Only God can heal where there are no human cures yet. I'm walking testimony of that. And so let's continue to do that. The E and the R in prayer, because I want to get you some more good music in here. The E and the R in prayer are for expect, We have to expect that God is going to answer this prayer. You know, we don't want to praise God, raise God, appeal to God, yield to God, and then just walk away not giving God an opportunity to say anything to us. Prayer is ultimately not supposed to be just a monologue. It's supposed to be a dialogue. And I know some of us are saying, well, God doesn't really talk to me like that, or well, how do I know it's God? You know it's God. Like, how? I hate when people say that, right? You just know when you know. You know it's God based on how you feel. It's so difficult to express spiritual things without a thesaurus that can translate it into earthly words, because that's how God is, though. But let's say God will speak to you, speaks to some of us through the preached word, speaks to some of us through spoken word, speaks to some of us through poetry, speaks to some of us through music and the messages, and not just gospel music. Remember, there's theology in other songs. That's why we play some here, because I like everything from Bach to Tupac and everything in between. And so God speaks to us some that we recognize directly. It's a feeling of communication where you couldn't necessarily imitate the voice, thank you, Lord, but you know clearly what was said, even though what was said was felt. You still with me? Because God is, remember, not limited by humanness, not limited by the limitations of flesh. And so God has been talking to a lot of us since we were younger, so we know that voice. We have to spend more time when we pray. We're such multitaskers, and we're so bad at it. Only God can multitask and still have excellence and perfection. When we multitask, we're not made for that. Our brains aren't even made for that. When we multitask, yes, I said we. I know you say I can't speak for you, whatever. I love you enough to tell you the truth. When we multitask, something does not have the full excellence that it's supposed to be. And the one thing now that I feel in my spirit based on how God has me praying for us, the one thing that we continue to multitask out that's causing a lot of grave damage and byproduct of depression and suicidal ideation and homicidal thoughts are people. When we don't pay attention to people, because we're paying more attention to people who aren't where we are, by the phone, or it's not that we're supposed to ignore those, but when someone is right in front of you and needs to be seen and need to know that they are seen, we have to pay attention, because there's so many of us, Christians, those who are trying to be like Christ, those who are trying to get this thing right, and we get discouraged, we get depressed, we get anxiety stricken. It has nothing to do with the lack of faith, it's just a human condition. We need people to see us. We need to see people to let each other know that things are going to be all right. So how do we expect? We expect God to do what God said he's going to do. We expect Jesus to do what Jesus says will be done. We expect the prayer that we put to God and Jesus by the power of the Spirit of God, we expect that to be answered. We also take a moment to reflect. Turn the phone off or put it on silent or vibrate. No, just turn it off. Give God some time, not just devotion in the morning. That's a good start. You know, have realistic goals, and not just devotion close out the day, not just when we have a meal in front of us, but every deal we go through. A long time ago in 98, when I realized I was being called to preach, teach, and counsel at that time, that I was reading a lot of books that my pastor was saying and a lot of books that God was showing me, and I picked up on some things immediately from Charles Swindoll, and you know, I had to read some of that and filter it out, because he's very pro-guy, pro-men when it comes to preaching. And so I had to, but in there, I remember seeing something that said, I want to pray and have communion with Jesus throughout the day. And that's what Jesus was showing me, that I need you, Monica, to be connected to me from the time you wake up to you going through your day, the middle of the day, the end of the day, the evening, even to be connected, be mindful of me even when asleep. And that's possible because I ask him to reign and rule in my dreams as well. That's what Satan tries to get a lot of his punky self. So anyway, I start doing that. He showed me back when I was 10 and Catholic at the time, going through confirmation, that I kept trying to get this particular saint. They give you a saint name that's supposed to be similar to you. And I kept trying to get one that I thought was a cool name, and I kept getting the one that was my own name, that was Monica. And God had me to know that that's what he wanted me to have, not because it was my name was the same name, but because it was similar in that she was a prayer warrior. She prayed over 40 years straight, every day, all day, for her son, so that he could be delivered from the things that he was going through. And that's how we pray for you. So when we say that we put things on the list, we do, but we put the things not on just paper, not on the phone, and not through the notepad on the computer. We put it on our heart, and we, I'm talking about, of course, is Jesus and myself, in that order. So you have opportunity to pray with us, off ear or on ear. That's ministers, pastors, bishops, it doesn't matter. This is a disrobed community in that we are vulnerable, trusting that God is going to bless us. We don't judge anything. Even when we do topics like church people hurt by church people, we are careful not to disclose the specific church or pastor who has a struggling moment, because we all are human. So you have opportunity to call 904-296-2251. We're going to listen to some more music, and we're going to close out this word. I'm going to play two songs for you right now, and we're going to close out the word that we have been talking about, the pray to God, to praise, raise, appeal, yield, expect, and reflect with God. Give God a chance to speak back. Let that amen walk with you as we're going to close out on that. But also to praise God. Praise Jesus for what Jesus does, but within that praise also have that nugget of worship that can explode. That is adoring Jesus for just who Jesus is. Jesus is El Shaddai, Almighty God. Jesus is Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals, the one who healed Brother Ernest, Brother Marvin's brother. Even though they don't know exactly what happened or how it happened, they only know ultimately that God gets the glory for this. We are continuing to praise the one and worship the one for being the one who continues to see us and go before us, the one who is Emmanuel, Manolo, the one who is Jehovah Jireh, provider, the one who is Prince of Peace, Shalom. So all these people getting on your nerves and tapping on your brain cells, and you're having headaches to migraines to tension and shoulders, and Lord help right now in the name of Jesus. All we have to do is continue to pray, have a conversation, to converse with Jesus. And we can do it. You don't have to, like I used to. I told you I did the big animated sign of the cross. So when I got ready to get a spanking, they would have mercy on me and not doing like she's praying. But they didn't know I was praying, that they'd get run over by a bus. But I'm just saying, you know, we grow. So don't judge me. So we have to continue to pray to God. A prayer of God bless you in the right way, the right tone, not somebody that has totally upset you. You're like, I'm going to pray for you. No, I mean, this, God bless you to someone, that's a prayer. The Lord have mercy, that's a prayer. That Jesus, that right there is a full prayer. That's action, noun, verb, and the direct object all together. Jesus, the one who I am looking to, author and finisher of my faith, Jesus, who is the verb of God, the very word of God. When God said, let there be, Jesus made it happen. Jesus is that adjective who is awesome in all that he does. He's so awesome, he used to be known as terrible because he is so tremendous in all his ways. Jesus is that now what we want, that peace. Jesus is that shalom. Jesus is that healer. Jesus is that keeper, that maintainer, that sustainer. Jesus is the one who created us. So nobody else can debate who we are or validate that. Nobody else can cover us the way Jesus does, and nobody else can guide us the way Jesus does. So it's good that we have each other. It's good that we have this community of prayer, but always know Jesus is the ultimate one for us. We just got to pray more, listen more, and take that time sometimes to just walk in the garden with him, wherever that garden is, at home, going to the throne, going to the bathroom, going to the restroom out in public, in the car, wherever it is. Have that in the garden time with Jesus. Stay with us right here. This is Standing in the Gap.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so that the birds they hush, they're singing, and the melody that he sings to me within my heart is still ringing. With me and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we carry that. None of us has ever known. None of us has ever known.
Keep my eyes above the waves, when oceans
Hillsong United. That's Oceans, also known as Where Feet May Fail. That's what we're praying for tonight. We want God to bless us, to help us to go beyond our comfort zones, to continue to grow and go in the Lord so that we can be better disciples for Christ. Pray with us now, please, for the request that we have thus far. God, you are amazing in what you do, so we praise you just for that. We worship you also because just who you are is beyond our full comprehension. But we also, dear God, appeal to you, asking you to help us where we have fallen short. We ask that you help us where we have needs that are even beyond what we can see. We ask right now that you help us in this world, that you help our neighbors who are right next to us, who are within our communities, within our cities, our states, United States, as well as the world. God, we know that you bless America. We're asking that you bless everywhere because we want to be about your kingdom building here on earth while we are waiting for it to come. We yield to you, God, in your power tonight, asking that you help us to submit even more the things of us that you are not pleased, the things that we need to stop doing, the sins of omission that we need to do the things that you're telling us to do, and the sins of commission that we stop doing those things that don't give you a smile upon your face. We thank you for your forgiveness. We ask that you forgive us for times that we take it for granted. We ask that you help us, dear Lord, to be a blessing to each other in communities. God, please take the spirit of competition out of churches and ministries and ministerial staff. Please, dear Lord, take the competition spirit with pastors and bishops and clergy and priests and nuns. Take that out, dear God, in the name of Jesus right now. Help us to be humble before you have to humble us. Help us, dear God, to truly seek your face and to truly see that the you that exists in other people need to be blessed and taken care of. Help us, dear God, to truly esteem one another higher than ourselves. Help us to be more about your blessings for this world than about that bag. Help us, dear God, to continue to walk your word as you order our steps. Help us wherever we are, dear Lord, right now with addictions and afflictions to get better so that we can be a bigger and greater blessing to you and cause more impact for your people. For all of our ministers of your gospel that are traveling, the evangelists, the revivalists, the pastors, the mission workers, for all of those women and men and young people as well, we ask that you keep them safe right now in Jesus' name. Help us, dear God, to preach your gospel without being ashamed. Help your women to be unapologetically who you have called us to be. Help your men, dear God, to be able to serve you with boldness and humility as well. Help us, dear Lord, to know that we have to keep an eye on you and an eye on each other so that we truly can allow this community to grow in ways that give you glory and give us growth and good for it. We ask, dear God, right now that for each person that is listening in, that you be a blessing to them and let them have sweet rest. We ask, God, that you bless Brother Marvin and that you bless Mother D. You bless Brother Hernando and Brother Robinson as well. Bless our sister Janet right there in New Jersey, and bless our birthday girl Yvonne and all other birthdays. We ask that you bless my cousin Renardo, Lord, and that you bless Reverend James as well. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to be a blessing to and through Sister Delana, and that you continue to be a blessing to our pastor there. One of my fathers at Union Baptist Church in Elizabeth, New Jersey, continue to bless him, heal him, and help him, and continue to allow his wife, his girl, his lady for life, to be at his side as his own personal earth angel. We ask right now, dear God, that you continue to help each and every one of us. Sister Gentry, we thank you for blessing the soul of Sister Barbara, and we pray that she is very well pleased, that you are pleased with her, and we thank you for allowing us to even know her. We thank you right now, dear God, for Minister Darrell, and we thank you for Elder Glover as well, and we thank you for the visions that you are giving and the provisions that are on the way. We thank you, dear God, for discipleship, and how you are blessing others through the ministry so that we can get helped and that we can become whole because of your holiness. We thank you, dear God, right now for the opportunity to pray together so we can slay together the things that seek to overwhelm us. Restore us where we have been broken. Help us, dear God, where we still experience dysfunction. bless those who consider themselves to be our enemies. Help them, dear God, to be in their right mind, even better, be in their righteous mind, to see the truth and to do the things that would please you as well. For those that refuse to accept you, dear God, we still pray on their behalf and ask that you have mercy and give them every opportunity possible to accept your invitation of salvation. And for those right now, God, who have to take this invitation, that it's decision time for them, we ask that you help them to do it, to accept you as Lord and Savior right now in Jesus' name, and that you guide them to the right place. For those who are troubled where they are worshiping and where they are praising, that it's becoming more of corporation than salvation. It's becoming more of testimonies than testimonies. For those who are struggling in how they are being covered or not covered or smothered by others in leadership, help, dear God, for them to know the clarity that they need, whether they should stay or go away. Help, dear God, each and every person to know that our ultimate identity is in you. Our ultimate validation is in you. Help us to know that our ultimate responsibility to succeed in life, to be blessed in life, is in you, the author and finisher of our faith and this journey that you have given us just for a moment. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your music. Thank you for your prayer power. Thank you for your healings. Thank you for every praise report. Thank you most of all, God, for you. We expect greater things from you as you continue to show us to ourselves so that we can become more like you. And we reflect upon just how beautiful, loving, and awesome you are. Thank you even for chastising us for those spiritual spankings. Thank you that they are not whoopings as they could be. Thank you, God, for correcting us without condemning us. Help us to extend that level of grace and mercy to one another and to ourselves as well. Thank you, dear God, for putting desire in our hearts to know more, to pray harder, to study and to learn more, and to live in ways that are more loving and more like you. In Jesus' name, have your way. Bless us with sweet rest for those who are going to sleep, and bless us with sweet safety for those who are working and driving about. And we give you all the credit and the glory right now. And we all say amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we are still here. I want you to hear this song by Ron, may he rest in peace, Ronald Winans from the Winans, and B.B. Winans from B.B. and C.C. and from B.B. and now the three Winans brothers. This is a song of consecration. Now, this one is really difficult to find because he recorded as a single, but it's a great song. It helps me to prepare not only to preach and teach and reach God's people, but it helps me when I'm going through those growing pains where God is requiring even more. When you think you've given God everything and God says, nope, I got something right over there. And I see the crevice over there. You still got a little attachment over there to family that I want you to let go of, to give to me, and I'll restore as I'm supposed to. This song gets me through a lot, so I hope it's a blessing to you too. As minister, whether it's a small M or a capital M, whether it's ordained or layperson, we are all called to be ambassadors for Christ, and it is a level field. So we just have a responsibility to keep praying for each other, amen? So be blessed by this song. I'm still here taking your prayer requests and praise reports, 904-296-2251, and we will go off air after the song, after this one, so two more songs. So stay with us here, or as you leave, know you can always listen to the podcast later on RadioPodcastCentral.com. Again, this is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. This is Ron and B.B. Winans, A Song of Consecration. Listen to the words. Listen to the words.
Oh, oh, how I see you. With my head. See. Thank you.
like I've never asked before. I'm expecting answers that will unlock every door to new and living way to serving better in the future is the reason I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Mr. Brian McKnight.
When you're down and out, when you're on the street, yeah, yeah, when the evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. When darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will
what God does for us. God is our bridge over troubled water. Jesus is that bridge. And Jesus allows us to be that for each other too, to hear each other, to be there for each other, to help one another bear these burdens and celebrate these wonderful things that happen in our lives. So for those of you who are going to and through situations, you can always call during this time, 904-296-2251. Just getting ready to close out with our final prayer. And again, you can contact us after here by going to praise1079.com. There, with the on-air host information, if you go to Stand in the Gap, there you will see all the ways to contact us, from the email to the Facebook to the Messenger to the Discipleship for Discipleship as well. For those who feel they need a little more